I'm fucking tired.
It's the first time I've left my house in 3 days.
Oh, really?
Wow. Wait, the last time you left your house was
today,
for this room?
For this.
What are you doing?
I've been sick as a fucking dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what'd you get?
I don't know. I think it was like the flu.
Everyone's been really sick in the past like week or two.
Hmm.
Like I got home like early Sunday. So we have like, so it's been 3 days, but I just like it. I started feeling it in my bones. Like when you like, you know, that feeling like I'm about to get sick.
Yeah.
And it's not a hangover sick. It's like shit is about to go down. Your bones feel like lead.
I get that. But then I also get this like weird, like sunburn feeling. You know, when you get like a
hot flash,
kind of like that. I just feel like incredibly sunburnt right before I get sick.
I feel it in my face whenever I get sick.
For me, it's in my bones.
I get that shiver, like, and
that's what
immediately
I
know I'm about to get sick. I run downstairs and start popping, so I can just.
I was like going to bed, and I'm like, you know, when like you know that like giddiness that you have when you're just going to bed in general, but when you're sick, you're just like, you're like, I'm not gonna make it through the winter. Like, I was like, this is terrible. And then you get that first fever dream when you're sick. You're having a dream that you've never even
fever dream. I've never,
like, when you're suddenly you're in hot sweats, you're at your peak of a flu,
and
you're sleeping and you're having a full-on fever dream. That's the worst.
And you wake up just soaked. I hate that.
I was drenched, and like I'm trying to make it as cold as possible, and Patricia's like, it's a fucking igloo, but I'm sweating my butt off. Like, I have no problem with it. It ain't cold enough.
Yeah,
I actually just bought myself an ice blanket from TikTok Shop.
An ice blanket?
It's exactly what it sounds
like. Not an ad.
It's cold. It's a cold blanket. And it just stays cold.
Oh,
and so what
that.
It does, it keeps you cool. And then throughout the night, if you want it to It will stay cold until you fall asleep.
Do you freeze it? What is it?
No,
is
it's just a cold blanket. It's cold.
But what's in it? Is there coolant?
I don't know, but it works.
It's got a radiator that you like.
But I have no
You idea. Have to put it into the freezer every night. You
it's
get it out,
insane.
It's just
it's
like.
On Snapchat, I was like sweating my ass. I'm like, who knows something that can be cool at night? And everyone's like, ice blanket.
Another good thing that a lot of people use are the little fan thing you slide up to the foot of your bed, and it just tucks up on top of your mattress, and you fold your sheet over it, and it just blows ice cold air up your legs.
There's something about those air, because I have one. It's like the Dyson, you know, one that's like shaped like an oval. No, not that one, but there's something about those where I feel like it's circulating the same air, and it's not really cooling me off. It's just blowing air. It's kind of like a fan, and I need something that's blowing cold air.
Dyson, you have to get there's a cooling one specifically.
Yeah, I definitely don't have a cooling
one. It's the Dyson Pure Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
I have one of those.
I need to get that one.
Yeah.
It's just not
when you update, it's the best when you get like a new filter in it. You take out the old one that you've been like, damn.
Yeah.
You know you're getting it nice and fresh.
Yep.
Love that feeling. I like a little bit of circulation in the room, too.
Yeah.
Like after a while, I'm like.
It feels like you're breathing in the same air, like the same air is blowing out, you know?
And I just woke up and I couldn't move. And it's the worst when you get sick. Like, you know, like it's your Sunday, you're planning out your week. You're like, I'm going to do all these things, take on the week. And it's like, no, you start the week sick.
When you're sick, what are like the main things that you're eating that you just like, you think just works?
Pastina.
Celery.
Yep. Pastina. Shut up.
The only thing that cures.
It's pasta.
No, it's really tiny
pasta. Pastina.
Stop.
It's magic.
Oh, wait. Speaking of Tina, can I talk about my tattoo really quick?
We haven't read the intro, by the way. It's been like, okay.
Let's roll the intro and then we'll get to my. It's Kavital, baby. Woo! Run it. This is so embarrassing. I said no team. Hey,
so
we still here. We got it. Hey, we don't need anybody. We don't need nobody when we got us. Everyone in the comments, can y'all just hire me to work the soundboard?
The gang's all here.
As you guys know, as always, this episode is sponsored by the best energy drink in the entire world, baby. Accelerator.
Oh, and big shout out to everybody who bought the Accelerator starter packs from the last episode. We see you getting that energy up, baby, with zero sugar and enhanced focus.
Oh, and catch this for all of our health freaks out there, baby. It's only 10 calories a can. What?
I'm gonna tell you right now, cherry ice pop just took the spot, number one flavor for me.
The thing is that it was my number one flavor, and Heath kind of took that. He knows that this is my favorite flavor, and so he didn't need to do that.
I just found it. I'm the one that put him on.
This is actually one of the two new flavors they just came out with. The other one's Tropical Punch, and it's so good. The other two flavors that you guys should check out also is Peach Paradise.
Rocket Pop. Rocket Pop's another banger.
So good. I like to drink one of these every day before a workout, and it gives me just the perfect amount of energy that I need to get through that workout, baby.
It's honestly great anytime, whether you're working out in the morning or you need like a little afternoon pick-me-up. And we also have another deal going right now. Right now, if you go to drinkaccelerator.com, you're going to get $5 off any 12-pack with code ZHUNFILTERED5.
Again, that's drinkaccelerator.com, and that's going to be $5 off any 12-pack with ZHUNFILTERED5 as the code.
That's right, baby. Make sure to check it out right now.
Thank you, Accelerator. Let's get back to the episode. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And you're here for another Tuesday, Monday episode. Thank you so much for coming back, Mariah.
You're welcome.
Take the lead.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
I got another tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I'm on a kick right now. I got a cursive letter T for my mom, Tina. She doesn't know about it yet. So I got this cursive letter T.
Is she going to find out from this episode?
No, I'm seeing her tomorrow.
I think you should keep it a secret.
But I got this T, and I was iffy about the T because I wanted it in cursive because a regular T is dumb.
Yeah.
So I wanted it in cursive, but cursive letters are tricky because they look like other letters. Like a T this looks like a J.
Yeah.
But that's a cursive T. So I was like, you know what? It's all right. It's a T to me. That's all that matters.
I saw T instantly when I saw it.
Good.
I haven't seen it yet. Can I see it? Yeah, T.
Okay, perfect.
It doesn't look like a J.
So it's cursive T for my mother. And as soon as I got it done, I'm going to act like I planned this on purpose.
Okay.
See the T? Look what happens when I bend my arm. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It turns into a heart.
How did you mean to do that?
Yes.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
Whoa. Really?
I went like this to look at it, and I was like,
damn.
You're an angel sent down from heaven. You know that?
Does your mom like the tattoos?
No.
You need to do that TikTok where it's like you do all your siblings' impressions of how you think your mom's going to react.
That's really good.
And then you finally film it.
We do that all the time without filming it, and we know her inside and out.
You're getting yours removed.
Yeah, I'm in the process.
Oh, you guys are like, you guys
it's
are kind
like
of,
one out the door, another one.
I'm just
in.
Giving them to her. Yeah.
Right, you're kind of being a teenage angst right now. You are coming
in
soon.
I never went through that phase. Rebel. I'm going through it now.
All right.
I'm yet it up.
Yeah, my grandparents texted me all excited that I'm getting them removed. Oh, we are so proud of you. I was
like, really? Oh,
yeah.
Is this the first time you've ever had a tattoo removed? Or have you had other ones removed?
No, it's the first time.
And you already got your first treatment done?
Yeah, but it takes like 10.
What, have you had a tattoo removed?
No, I didn't.
Covered up.
Heath is though.
Okay.
He's acting like he's upset.
Our best friend tattoos.
He already covered his.
We already had this conversation,
but I did not get it covered. It's in the other tattoo.
Oh, okay.
It's in the middle of my mom's sunflower.
It's okay,
beat
guys.
Beat that, Heather.
Read it.
You know what though? It's your body.
Those are memories.
You can't even see what this says.
Those are memories.
It looks worse than that.
Bad. It looks like you were branded.
It means something to me. Branding. Matt, it was branding at the time. It really was.
Man. So getting the procedure of it removed, what is that sensation like? Because I always see videos of it, and it sucks. Is it burning it like at its very like just the top layer skin? Does it get further? Because you have to do multiple treatments on it.
It's burning through into the ink, and what it does is it picks up
the pigment, right?
Yeah, it like lasers it super hard, and it tries to break apart the ink inside of it, and then your body starts eating and trying to dissolve and work the little broken particles out of your system.
It doesn't look painful at all. Like when I saw the video of you doing it, it didn't look that bad.
It feels like they always describe it this way, but it's true. It feels like a rubber band snapping.
Hot rubber bands just pow, pow, pow,
oh,
pow,
like
pow.
Really quick.
And it's going like this. It's like.
Yeah.
So a bunch
of did they do a pre-scan of the shape of the tattoo before they go in with the laser? Because it seems like very exact and on point.
No, they're just
freeballing.
They're freehand tracing over top of it. So they're just holding it and they're going like this and going over the ink. Yeah.
Does it piss you off when they like miss a spot? Because I see that they miss it. Like, they're going down and they miss a few spots and they have to go and get those.
Not really, because, like, the individual, like, little laser blasts aren't bad. It's when it's, like, sitting in the same spot. Like, my leg was like this. I was over
just
it.
Just getting that good, bro.
But what's annoying is I was like, I went into it thinking, I was like, all right, I'm going to get them lasered off. I didn't think it was going to be 10 sessions. But I was also like, I'll just bang it out real quick. Because I wanted to get this removed before our wedding. Because I was like, I didn't want to be sitting up there holding hands. I got deal written on my hand.
Yeah.
Like,
not only did you take my best friend, but you took our tattoos too, bitch.
No,
taking
you know what?
Everything
you
know from what me. What else are you going to take?
Scott was really upset when he saw us getting this removed. Because he has no deal. Remember we got together to show
yeah. Just the worst.
Oh, tattoo. My gosh.
And he was like, oh, you're removing that? I was like,
We're just letting go, oh letting no. our past go. We're just letting it go.
But what sucks is I thought I was going to bang it out in like a month, 2 months.
Over how many? 10 sessions? How many did you
10
say?
10 sessions. I 10 probably
sessions
have to do.
Over the course of a month.
Come to find out, you have to wait 2 months between sessions.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
I don't think you got to wait 2 months. That's crazy. That's a but crazy amount of heal time.
I guess the skin
but
has to heal.
What's going on? It's your body breaking it down. So you're going, like, it lasers it, and then it takes your body 2 months to start breaking it down.
Oh,
damn.
And then it hits it again, and then you start.
It's pretty much the same thing as laser hair removal. Because I was describing to him what I go through with laser hair, and it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. Oh, it feels like that too on your...
Yeah, I think it's like, it's got to be the same tool. I got to ask Brooke because she does laser hair
removal. People can do laser hair removal at home now. Like, you see those...
Yeah,
you
know, like, no way.
Yeah, there's a little device. It's like $200 for a good one.
And the girls are doing it over here. They're laser...
Oh, guys can do it. Like, you do it at home. Like,
oh!
I would actually... I'm so curious to, like, what it's like. Because Patricia has to get, like, wax all the time. And I'm like...
I would not wax.
If you
absolutely
but
not.
If you get laser hair removal, that saves so much, like...
Just do it. You just do it one time. Like, yeah.
Well, you have to do sessions as well.
Oh. Yeah, same but, thing. Like, you have to wait, like, 5 weeks in between.
Yeah, but... Yeah, and the amount of money you'll spend on, like, waxing and, like, all of that in
that's
the future.
That's what I think.
Mara, yeah. Was it you that got it on somewhere and, like, you saw bruising? Or was
yeah.
that someone else?
Yeah,
that was
her legs. I don't go there anymore.
Oh, okay.
And I went to...
Call
them
out.
I go to this new person...
Ooh. We can't. We're so on.
I go to this new person and they confirm that they messed up.
They did? Oh, yeah. Okay. I think I... So there's a spot on my beard that hair always grows and it sucks because when I shave it off, it looks dirty.
Laser
it's,
it.
It's right on my cheek right here. It's... I never...
Oh, like a pigmentation problem?
It's, like, no. Like, so I grow hair on my cheek, like high on my cheek, like next to my nose. And... Every time I shave it, it just doesn't. It it still
was,
it looks dirty because my
was
pores
my
look big. My all of our pores are big over here, but when you get when you have hair growing through there, it shows as black dots for me, and so it just looks dirty. So I just want to laser that off so it just looks clean.
Yeah.
That was my biggest problem. Like no matter I'll shave and it still looks dark because my hair's dark.
Yeah,
she's
so
Italian.
You can see this the even though there was no hair, you can't feel it. You can see it under the skin.
Yeah,
my legs. You can't see
my eyes. Wow.
You can't see anything. I haven't lasered my legs. Every body part seems different. I haven't lasered my legs in like over a year. Haven't touched them and there's like nothing.
And that's from the lasering.
That's from the laser. But my underarms are bad. I haven't gone in a year. I need to go back for that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I've been doing my underarms
Let
longer.
Let it grow out.
You think?
Braid it. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
No.
A little punk rock.
My personally,
boy genius.
My body hair just gives me anxiety. I don't want it on me. It like,
and you just have dark hair too, so it just shows really
yeah,
easily.
Yeah, it's not like... It's,
it's such a strange thing, body hair. Like,
yeah.
Everyone has so many different types. Some people want it. Yeah. Some people want it gone. It grows in places you don't want it, and it won't grow in places where you...
You know what's been going crazy for me lately? So I got chest hair, I think I'm not joking, in like 7th grade. Like I had chest hair really, really young. And I always looked at my dad and his back was covered with hair.
You mine too, yeah.
And I was like, I don't think I'll ever have back hair. I went all through college, no back hair. Out here, I maybe had like a couple long ones. In the last like year, my back has been filling in.
Can I see it?
I just had her shave it because
age.
I was like, this is so bad.
I catch mine like in like the sunlight or like I'll be like in front of a mirror and like the sun is coming through and I'm like, I go, what the hell is that?
And the hairs
it's
are
like, you have these like long ones that have been.
Yes.
Like,
Matt, and they're so long. It's like, that wasn't there a week ago. And why the hell is my hair not growing as fast
yes.
as my back hair?
Strange.
You know what I mean?
Also ear hair.
I haven't even thought about that.
and my dad's is like caterpillars.
Oh gosh.
I hate how society's made us like look at hair too. Like when like I think like to me hair just looks like it means you're dirty. Like every time I see hair, I hate it. It's just my brain. Whenever I see hair on my
like lower back.
Lower back. I feel disgusted, like, cause it'll grow in. Like, I'm Arab, so it'll grow in really, really heavy right here.
Lucy.
And it just—I mean, it's not there. I just.
Do you get it waxed or you shave it yourself?
Clippers.
I don't want to, but not foam and razor, but just
no,
like a little.
No, I don't like shaving. It's cuts and I get rashes.
Yeah. I don't want to know if shaving. I have any back. Like my.
Oh man, let's see. It's fucking
my back.
It's greatest little rat tail.
My back is none of my business.
But like for some reason, armpit hair. I like when I look, I feel like I need it. If I have no armpit hair, it looks like it doesn't look right.
There's some guys who have like. Can rock chest hair, and it actually like looks good. It looks proportional to like their
who,
body.
Like Mike Sheffer.
I don't think he like. Rocks.
I'm kidding. No, you're right. Like you know who has really good chest hair? Every time I say, I'm like, that's some good Joe Wegner.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Joe Wegner? It's just clean.
Yes.
It looks like he goes to a salon and gets it like the Brazilian.
His hair grows really straight. Mine.
Yeah, it's the straight hair is what makes it look nice and like you take care of yourself. But that
my
when it gets
grows
curly,
even like it's always heavy on this side, lighter on that side. I hate nipple hair. I'm like, get that out of there.
You guys mess with Nair?
I've never.
I'm so scared to try it. I feel like that's got to be terrible.
That
for
was
you.
The first thing I tried outside of shaving when I was in high school, and it burned the hell out of me. And then my mom does it for my dad's back, but it works really well. But it stinks. Mm. It is the worst smell on planet Earth.
Can you describe the smell? Because I've used it on my back before, and maybe it doesn't burn or anything, but the smell.
Maybe just like sour chemicals.
Yeah. Oh, really?
There's like, and it claims to have like a scent, and you're like. No, it's really
it's
bad.
It's not good.
I don't prefer to use that, but it does work really well for people.
Yeah.
And does it eventually over time like make you stop growing hair like a laser would? Or
I don't think so.
It just kind of is
like
a wax.
It's like wax, yeah.
But when I buzzed my hair the first, I remember like got my hair buzzed, like short, my hair never grew back the same. And that's why I got that hair transplant.
Really?
Because remember how I had, it was back, but it was luscious. So like it was luscious from here back. But I got, when I cut that hair for the first, I think because there's something happened in my autonomy. Up here, where it just hairs just stop growing.
Autonomy? You can say that again.
You know what I mean?
Autonomy, like your anatomy.
No, autonomy. Look it up.
No, you were right, Zane. The right or condition of self-government.
Shit. There should be like a Zane dictionary. For words that I think it means.
Ooh, a dictionary.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek.
As you guys know, we just got back from Coachella Festival, and we use SeatGeek to get our tickets.
And with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app out there.
There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals like Coachella, and much, much more.
That's right, baby. We got artists like Drake, Jonas Brothers, Post Malone, and the 1975 all on tour right now, and you don't want to miss it.
And I love the way SeatGeek does it. They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you're getting a good deal. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so look for the green dots. Green means good, and red means not so good.
Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
And don't you worry, guys, we came through with a hookup. Make sure to use our code UNFILTERED for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek.
That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code UNFILTERED, and make sure to click the link in the description to download the app.
Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
I heard the craziest thing on the news the other day, and I have to share it. Did you guys hear about the church pastor that just got busted?
Yes.
And arrested.
Mm-hmm.
He stole $40,000 from the church donations and blew it all on Candy Crush.
Oh, fucking
no.
King shit right there.
Candy
That's what I'm talking
Crush.
About,
dude. Shane, amen.
Amen to that, brother. Amen.
Is that absurd?
On Candy Crush.
First of all, how do you get caught? They had to audit the whole thing and just see.
A pencil. Wow, right close to home.
Oh, snap.
Allegedly spent the funds on Wizard of Oz slots, Candy Crush Saga.
He must have been on a high. like it's terrible, but the high and justification he was on, where he was like, I'm taking the church money.
Hear
this
me
is
out.
Going to
I would have had a little bit more respect if he was doing it and gambling it, because I could understand being like, I could win big. I can win big. Like, I'm using this money that, you know, God brought me through this church.
That he's trying to get the church donations to have more money, or is this for him?
I would understand if he used it and was like addicted and he was trying to make the money back for the church and it was a gambling thing, but it was just Candy Crush.
It says slot machines and gambling in the title in the beginning.
No, but look, Wizard of Oz slots.
Because in slot games, according to authorities. And I think right underneath the headline, too, the big headline.
It's because you see those videos of people winning all that money.
But then
on
also
slots.
It says, wait, authorities say that he was not gambling. Scroll up just a little bit. Authorities. Ooh. Kodak allegedly told authorities that he was not gambling, but powering up. Powering up. I am leveling up myself to the Lord. Damn.
Power up to Jesus
Christ. He also bought his goddaughter an Amazon Fire tablet, chemistry set.
Oh, that's actually really sweet.
He's in the confessional booths on the other side. Like, they're like, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. And he's just like, okay. you need to go home.
Or Matt, I'm in the confessional with the priest. I'm just like, yeah, I was about to say, Your Honor.
Father,
I've committed a sin. I've used $5,000 of my family's money on Candy Crush, because that's true. I did.
Yeah.
And he would just be like, hey. I'm not going to lie to you.
Hey, that's...
You think you got it bad? I stole $40,000 out of the church donations. I'm sorry.
He looks at you like, step it up. Those are rookie numbers, baby. 40K over here.
He's like, go home and do 7 jelly beans in a row. I mean, Hail Marys in a row. 7 jelly beans. Hail Marys in a row. 7 Hail Marys in a row. Not jelly beans.
That's good.
Hey, man, everybody can be bad. It don't matter what position you're in.
You know when, like, you're addicted to a game, like, even when you're just like zoning out, you're still thinking of the game. Like, if you play a lot of Tetris, you're seeing Tetris everywhere. Nah. You know, he was up in mass, just like sit looking at the
rows of seats are like matching.
He's looking at the rows of all the
he's numbers. Matching the outfit colors in the crowd.
He's lining up the altar boys. Like, okay, you actually y'all are the same color.
Could you go sit over there?
Dang. And how were they able to find out that it was those games?
I want to know how they caught it.
I bet does it not say it on your bank statement?
Yes.
Oh, you think? Yeah, it was probably big, the
all
the
purchase history. Oh, it went that deep where like he got brought in and then they were just, where did the...
Yeah, they took $40,000. They need to trace where did the money go.
You know he was sitting there like...
But I could see, him putting the $40,000 on like rent, but then they see other charges are with Candy Crush. So they're like, we're just going to hit the Candy Crush because it's going to do it better on the headlines.
It might have been
right?
like $5 on Candy Crush.
Exactly.
And like everything.
They probably saw like a little bit of money go to Candy Crush. They're like, look where he spent it.
Candy Crush does make like the headline thing to spend it all on it.
Do you think Candy Crush was like, put us in the headlines.
Hey, we'll pay off the debt and get the story.
It's not hush money. It's crush money.
And you know, everybody in the office was just loving this shit. Like,
Father O'Malley did what?
Damn, you know they're not getting any donations for a long time after that.
Yeah,
the basket's coming by and they're like, this better be good.
They start putting actual candy in it as a joke.
Like you're looking right at the person clicking basket going,
the older people? Oh, yeah.
The passive aggressive, like, you better be careful.
But they have to know, they have to completely replace the priest, though, at this church, right?
Yeah, because he's in jail.
And do you think the new priest is going to, like, make a joke out of it the first mass? Yeah. Like, he has to, right?
Yeah, it gives a sermon.
I know some of you are crushed to see him. And they're all like, the soft laugh.
The soft, yeah. And you know,
bow your heads.
Raya, everybody.
Let's pray for.
Everybody went to mass that day. Normally, it was probably just like 200 people.
No,
5,000. The whole community showed up.
This church's attendance is.
Oh, Mariah, I just realized, tell your cousins not to use like a blow dryer or anything in the bathroom because
It'll shut this up.
Tell them because they might do it.
It'll shut this shit down.
Oh, shit. I need to
Good
tell
catch.
Them.
Our room is connected to the guest room, and her cousins are in there right now.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Filming the podcast. Just so you know, do not use a blow dryer yet until we're done filming because it'll shut down the room.
Because
Zane
in
doesn't
that
have enough money.
Good thing I was just about to use one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, wow. Do not, because this room is connected to your room, so don't touch anything.
Okay, I have my charger plugged in. Should I unplug that?
No, you're good on the charger.
You also didn't lay on the bed yet, did you?
Your feet aren't on the floor, right? Because that static will pick up.
Yeah. No calls from that room.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
I kind of snapped at a stranger the other day.
You did?
Yeah. So we were at the movie theater, and we were seeing Civil War.
Oh, how was it?
It was very good, but I went in thinking it was going to be a whole different film than what I thought, so I was a little disappointed.
Okay.
It kind of felt like The Last of Us, like the whole time where you're like, this is deep and beautiful, but I kind of wanted a little bit more B-movie action kind of plot thing.
Okay.
It was very pretty.
Just wanted to know.
But there was a guy in the movie theater who was just like giving his commentary, talking out loud, going, oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Saying, responding to people's lines before they would say it, and I was like... This guy is fucking drunk, or he's just stoned out of his mind, and it was pissing me off like the whole movie. And like right when it ended, Patricia and I, we had to get out of there. So I'm like the second person out of the movie theater because he's like the first guy.
You did not do it after the movie, Matt.
So
you do it in the moment, after it's done.
I'm back row. I'm back row. He's like way all the way down there. It's like a big theater. I wasn't gonna be like like over everybody.
I didn't want to be like,
that's good.
I should have, right? But I'm not a person to just add even more tension to the room.
You would have got laughed.
I'd have been like, nerd clusters.
People would have cheered you on.
You would have got the whole.
I just think in the etiquette of a theater, don't add like just to the heckling or don't. I don't know. I just don't want to add.
Did he seem crazy? Like, do you think he would have fought with you if you said something during the movie?
During the movie, no. It's just, once again, I'm so far away.
Okay.
I'm not going to have impact on that.
So it ended and then you hawked him down. What happened?
Kind of hawked him down, but like, I'm trying to get a good look at the motherfucker because I couldn't fucking believe that he was just talking that aggressively.
Yeah.
And even there was like a guy who may have been like the custodian or the worker that comes in and cleans up the popcorn. I thought like in the beginning, someone had already complained and that they were going to like escort him out. And then that guy didn't do anything. So I'm kind of like following this dude because I'm like, I got to get a good look at him in the eye. Like, you know, is he like mentally ill? Yeah. And maybe I'm having a bad judgment of this person. And this guy's just like shouting down the hallway, saying how bad of a movie it was.
To himself?
He had like a friend with him, but his friend wasn't like, dude, shut up. You're being like absolutely ridiculous right now. Because he was shouting out a lot. So I kind of like gave him like a look because like, I'm like, whatever. Like, and I keep walking.
Uh-huh.
And then we're exiting, like leaving like the, you know, the ticket little check-in station. And he goes, did you guys really like that movie?
No.
He says that to Patricia and I. And I go, well, we sure liked your commentary the entire time. And Patricia looks at me and is like, what the fuck? And he goes, huh. But we just keep on walking. He goes, oh. He goes, did you hear that? Like shouting back to his friend. He goes, he said he loved my commentary. Well, you guys better come back next week. And I'm like, and I just kept walking.
Oh, so he didn't catch that.
No, he caught it.
No. I'm saying he wasn't aware that you were.
Oh, no. He did know.
Oh, he did. Okay.
And that was like a little like. It's a fucking stranger. The guy could have like a knife on him and just like stab me. But I was just like, I had to think quick because it did piss me off. And I didn't seek him out to say it. I'm just like, I'm going to walk past this guy. And he volleyed it up. And I go, yeah, really liked your commentary the entire time. Come on,
sir.
Babe.
I think that was a perfect response to that. I thought you said something without any, but he came to you.
He set it up. He goes, did you really like that movie? Go, well, I sure liked your commentary the entire time.
Period.
And Patricia was still like, what the fuck? You can't just like fucking say that. I'm like, I know. I don't know why I said it. I just like,
run, babe, run.
I had this just moment where my heart was pounding and I was just like, I have to fucking say something. Mm. And the whole time we're walking, I'm like, God, he's going to follow us into the parking lot. And Patricia's like, you can't just like respond to people like that. You don't know if that, I'm like, I know. And then after we're just like laughing together, we're like, I really liked your commentary. Patricia and I just kept saying it throughout the rest of the night.
I was about
like,
to say, Patricia loved that shit. She bit her lip when she heard that shit. She was like, oh, my man. My man got some big balls.
That's my man.
It was just such a perfect, like, sure liked your commentary. I just felt so alive.
Yeah, no, it's...
Which is such a... It's still silly and insignificant, but like...
Did he look dirty?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little dirty. Not a homeless or anything. But
No. There's a... You know what I mean by just dirty.
Just look maybe just, like your unemployed best friend who plays a lot of video games.
Like he had nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Than to... Like that, he thinks like his hobbies and his free time is probably to go to these movies and do that shit and just bother everybody.
Yeah.
That's like, he loves.
Where do you get all he does. Clearly there. If that's like, to cause that much disruption, I had to tell myself he must be just not mentally right if he thinks that's okay. Or he was just very drunk and selfish. Or just genuinely an evil, crazy person.
Yeah. I think that was what it was.
I think he should be on some sort of like list to like not like if that was my movie theater and I saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you could have said something.
He'd be on my.
If the exit was on my side of the theater, I think I would have actually left and pointed him out. But because I didn't want to like go down and walk across with the screen behind me, eyeballing him, then bringing the guy back and being like him, and then me going back to my seat like.
That's funny.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, BetterHelp.
As you know, we're at a stressful time right now. We all like to carry that around us, whether it's big or small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
But just know that therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Plus, it's super simple. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you could switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
And what I love about BetterHelp is that it's so simple. You don't have to go to an office, sit there in a waiting room, wait to be taken care of by a therapist. You can do it in the comfort of your own home. And it's just nice to talk to somebody that's going to be completely unbiased and give you actual professional advice instead of like talking to a friend or a close loved one or your parents or anything like that. It's just good to talk to a real therapist.
So if you're ready to get things off your chest with BetterHelp, all you have to do is visit betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath today, and you're going to get 10% off your first month.
Exactly. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you so much. Thanks for taking care of us and everybody watching.
Oh, speaking of movies, I watched Monkey Man. That
kicks ass, right?
I haven't finished it. I still have like 30 minutes left. It is amazing. Heath, I know, Mariah, you have to see this movie. It's a movie that it's unlike any movie I've ever seen. And the fact that it's all shot in India, shot in India? In India, that like... It felt like I was watching an Indian movie, but it's all in English.
Yeah.
But it's just so beautifully shot and beautifully done.
It's like action. It's like a John Wick.
It's like John Wick. Yeah.
That's right.
And I love how they.
And Dev Patel directed it too, which is like even cooler.
This is not what everybody's posting online of the monkeys on the horses, is it?
No. Oh, no. Monkeys on the horses. I think there's a new Planet of the Apes movie coming out. So they're promoting it.
Kingdom of the Apes.
Yeah. So they're.
I love those movies.
So Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't like those movies?
I love them.
They just do such a good job with it.
I thought it was this.
Oh, no. So the Monkey Man, he just has a mask, like a monkey mask that he wears when he fights.
Is he a monkey?
No.
He's like a daytime like or nighttime like fighter, and he's known as like the monkey. But he also
it's a mask that he puts on.
But there's also like a story. It's really beautifully done.
The edge of your seat for sure. It's awesome.
When we got invited to like a screening for it, where like Dev Patel got to like walk out, and the entire cast did too.
Yeah.
And like majority of like the audience, I would say 80% of the people in there were like Indian, and were like friends and friends and family. Cast like. And it was so cool seeing that audience watch that movie and seeing how much they erupted over like how
scenes.
Great it was and how like proud they were of Dev Patel.
Yeah,
it was pretty fucking cool.
And there was like because I've watched Indian movies in the past. Like when I was younger, I'd watch all the big Indian movies, and just certain details in this movie that they like kind of brought in. Because it's a it's a very Americanized movie, but it's shot in India. But like just certain scenes that it just made me think of
Got it. Like pulled inspiration.
Yeah. Pulled inspiration from.
And they're paying homage to
paying homage to it. And I thought that was style. Really sick. Just kept it like to the Indian like movie filmmaking style. It was amazing. Absolutely.
You should get a Letterboxd.
Kill it.
You should just like rate things and give your like 2 cents on it.
I mean, I wouldn't imagine imagine how I'd write about movies. This was so good. I loved it. So like, I just wouldn't be able to like,
you could just do it in emojis. You could just be like, it's not a review, but you could also write just like a funny line of what you think about it.
I can't do that. I wouldn't be able to do that.
No, but then you could just rate it.
There's a trend where people are doing silent reviews and it's the funniest thing. It's more like my speed. Like people will show their favorite books, perfume, movies, and they'll show it and they'll go,
right, I've never seen
it's
any of those.
Pretty good. You would love to.
I think I could do that.
You should do a movie and be like, or like,
that's cool.
It's a popular trend.
They're not mute, right? Like they can.
No, yeah, it's just like
it's a silent review. They don't say any words.
Wow,
it's really cool.
I blow up. It's just
You should try it.
All right, I'll do it.
I think because you'll be really animated with your face, and you don't even have to speak. There's no stutter. You stutter somehow doing it. You're like.
I would like to do a podcast where I don't have to speak. I could just.
I would watch it. I need visuals. That's all I need.
There you have it.
You're right. What you got? You got fart?
No, I just don't feel good.
Are you on any pills or medicine?
Advil, and maybe some Dayquil I took earlier.
I try to avoid like Dayquil and NyQuil now.
Because
I feel like it doesn't really do anything. I think it's like a temporary fix in the moment. I feel great for 5-10 minutes after I take it. I'm like, yeah, but then I feel like it doesn't do anything.
NyQuil does help me have a steadier night's sleep being sick.
Or NyQuil?
Yeah. Because like I'll stay awake. I'll be sick, but I'm able to sleep the entire night. Like rather if I'm just like raw dogging it, being sick, trying to go to sleep, you're up, you're down. Like you're just like,
yeah.
Like, I'd rather just close my eyes, be asleep the whole time, and then wake up.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Challengers movie?
No, but I've been seeing everybody talk about it, so I can't wait to see it.
Zane. You've seen it? So fucking good. Yeah. I did like a double feature. I went and saw Civil War and Challengers.
I used to love doing that. Me and my family would go see like multiple movies at one
time. AMC Pass is the best. It's so nice. You get three movies for a week.
It's like, crazy how cheap it is.
It's great.
For the amount of movies you can watch.
Without telling me the movie and spoiling it.
Do a silent review. Let's hear it.
No, wait. Is it exactly what we think it is when we're watching it?
Let's get give me the silent review.
For Challengers?
Yeah.
Oh, it's.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my review for it.
That's good.
And for the people listening, I lit a cigarette and
lit a fake cigarette.
Was airing out my t-shirt.
She really comes out of her like shell in this one.
Zendaya?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like she's already a pretty like skilled actress, and we can.
I'm not talking about her acting skills. I'm just saying, coming like, out of her shell and what her character.
Coming out of the shell like, with her character.
You know, her character is pretty like I would say. It seems very promiscuous in this movie. You don't really see that in her other movies that she's in.
She's a very high-focused tennis pro professional.
Yeah, like she seems kind of...
Pretty kinky.
Oh, it's very kinky then. It's kinkier than we think.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, she gets... She pushes it.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, it's pretty naughty. Like, exactly. It's kinky and naughty, yeah.
And it's a kids movie?
No,
yeah, it's
rated PG.
It's the same director from Call Me by Your Name, Bones and All.
I have never seen any of those.
Oh, dude, I mean, Luca's one of the best directors out right now.
What's happening? Like, what's happening?
Oh, there was a shaving thing. Remember, like shaving commercials. Back to shaving.
Mm.
Remember, like as a kid, you would watch shaving commercials, and you thought, "Oh, when I'm a man and I get older, after I shave my face, my wife is instantly gonna come up from behind
and touch me
and be like, it's this whole like sexual invitation."
Yeah,
in men's shaving commercials, where like the girl would just come up behind,
can't
and, like,
stop,
be, like,
can't get the hands. Yeah.
Wasn't it like Nivea?
Yeah, or Gillette, or yeah. Any
Gillette
of those
was a big one.
Barbasol, uh-huh. Like any of those commercials, we just thought like, oh yeah, my wife is just gonna want to like me the moment I shave my beard.
Okay,
I just thought that was funny.
Oh, it's like or like the Axe commercial, same thing. It's like the same. Oh, you put this on.
Yeah.
Ladies will be flocked.
They will be flocking, just shaving the face. That was just something they like
Girls don't like shaved face anymore. I think they like beards now, no?
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like the mustache has made it.
It's like
it.
coming back.
I prefer a beard.
They're loving it. It's coming back. I think guys like hair too.
I like that length on you.
Like shorter stubble-y.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
It looks good.
So you remember. Mm-hmm. Wedding
you
day.
Could see your face. I like when I could see your mouth.
I really want like one of those extra large mustaches though.
Like a big, what do you mean? Like a big old like handlebar mustache with like wax tips?
No, like Burt Reynolds mustache?
Yeah.
It doesn't fit you though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because you haven't seen it.
No.
What's the word I'm looking for? I was going to say grooming yourself. Like you have to be into like Ooh. Taking care of it every single day.
I don't think you.
You're not going to want to do that.
Do you have the genetics for it? Well, like you're not a burly man. Like Burt Reynolds is like.
I think they just grow it really long and just cover the whole lip. That's when they get that like really.
You'd love that, huh?
And then they talk and it's like a
and then like the food gets stuck in it.
You see the food.
Shit, I had a funny joke.
What?
It's just a
it's like what?
I was going to say, and you talk and it's like a post-it note. Like
it's just flipping up.
It's nice. I laughed.
Or not.
I'm done.
Go for it. Anything's possible. If you set your mind.
No, I can't.
He keeps watching those guys who does like the get ready with me. I know what he's
exactly
watching.
What
I know what he's watching.
Like he'll order a new pair of pants. I'm like, I know he just watched someone get ready in the morning.
And he
you saw somebody in those.
Somebody's
like,
get ready
cool.
to get ready with
he'd
me.
Stop watching that guy with the axe. I know you keep watching those videos and I know you want to be like
I don't watch him.
I study him.
You watch like Dally Boy.
You like Dally Boy?
Yeah,
I love him.
Dally Boy. I haven't seen his stuff in a while, but yeah, he's really good.
He was just at Stagecoach.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Stagecoach looked really fun this year.
Get the fuck
no,
out.
I'm saying the content, it looked really fun, but I know if I was there, I'd be like, oh, get me out of here.
I truly think you would have fun.
He's been.
I've been before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a blast.
Why'd you tell him to get the fuck out? Or like,
because I tell him all the time I don't want to do Stagecoach.
And then he's going to come in here and be like, Stagecoach looked really good this year.
Patricia was crushed because she got like a big brand deal trip to like go out and like stay in like a house for like some Western brand, but couldn't go because we had a fucking wedding to go to. It was devastating.
It's so fun.
Is every wedding that you go to, are you like close enough where you feel like you have to go, or is it like, or be like really disrespectful?
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. We should go, especially like this close out too from it. I mean, if it was like a crazy amount of money too, we'd be like, okay, well,
yeah,
we cannot go to the wedding at all anymore. But we're not going to be just like, that sounds more fun to do than go to pay respect to someone who came to your wedding.
Oh, every wedding you're going to, they came to your wedding too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Once, I mean, that's also like a thing, yeah.
I forget that, like, you have to go to the people that came to yours.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a wedding, or have you ever been invited to a wedding that you didn't go to? Like you said no to?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I get invited to tons of weddings that I cannot make. It's like, you have to plan out, like, your year.
I got invited to a wedding, I was like, I just can't.
Yeah, but usually if they came to my wedding, I'm going to do my best to go to theirs.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like didn't think about that when I...
Oh, I saw JWoww.
How was that?
Where?
At the wedding. I did. I saw her. It was good to see her.
Did you talk to her?
No, I didn't. I saw her while we were all sitting there as everyone was going down the aisle. And I'm like, oh my God, JWoww. She was sitting next to Josh Peck. And then I kind of forgot to clock her where she was at like the entire night. Because like, I don't know. It was still like a big wedding.
Cool, Mariah. Look at
she
that.
Was there. She was there with her husband. I saw that. I met JoJo Siwa.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I
JoJo
got a picture.
Siwa was there.
I thought you met her.
I thought you've already met her.
Well, when I went up to her, she was. I'm like, we've never met before. She's like, we haven't. And I'm like, no, we haven't.
Did.
She's like, I know who you are. Yeah,
you did. I thought we both met her at the same time. Or was
you?
That?
And we were at VidCon. You said when she shook your hand. Yeah, I was not
I just told
there.
You, about
you
that.
Came and told me minutes after it happened. I wasn't.
Did
there.
Her music play at all during the wedding?
No, she was dancing so well.
Are you kidding me? I would have been like, play this song.
She was cutting a rug on the dance floor.
I don't feel like karma. No, I don't think there was a karma moment. I don't think so.
That's crazy. I would have made it happen.
But yeah.
I'd have been like, DJ, spin that shit. Karma's a bitch.
You know how we, in today's age, we can go up to a DJ and be like, hey, play this song.
Yes.
But in like old movies, they go up to the DJ with like a CD
or the
cassette. Album or a cassette. Was that a real thing?
And they go, you number can, five.
Yes. Was that a real thing where you go up to a DJ at like something?
It was.
And you give them a cassette and be
I
like.
I think it was like a possible, like it was possible to do that and people would occasionally do it.
Were they
but
able
I don't
to,
think you would get 20 different tapes and CDs from people in the same night.
I want to see the video of the first like DJ'd party. I need to see it.
Where were we? Where we saw a DJ, but was like DJing like vinyls.
Oh, we were in Arizona.
It's the craziest at that bar. Thing.
That was the coolest thing ever.
Like now, it's just like the turntable, but it's not. Oh, an actual
when I was
record.
Up there with an underwear on my head.
No, it was like a.
I don't want to talk about it.
It was that trip, but somewhere else, and they had the actual record spinning.
Yeah,
and we're scratching the real. The true and it disc. Was so cool. That's yeah. insane.
It's really fucking badass. Like, because it's, I think it's its truest art form. That's where, like, disc jockey came from, where people who had to play and set it all up like that. It's really cool.
How are people so talented?
It's amazing. Humans are fucking awesome, man. They really are.
I
want to
be
awesome
a press play DJ.
What are your useless talents?
Give me a second. Let me think on it, because I feel like I have quite a few.
I can do this.
The fold it in half. I can do the clover.
I can do this.
Damn.
Wait.
No, that has like some percussion.
Oh.
I can do, yeah, or I can do the.
Yes. I remember being so jealous. That's so
very
cool.
I can fart on command.
Oh. Now.
Hit it.
Oh my
Wait,
God.
Wait, I did not think you.
Yeah, right up, really. Like,
again.
It's a crazy thing I
again.
Can do. Again!
More!
Point it my way!
That was crazy.
That is pretty impressive.
I want a good one. I don't want a disgusting one that makes people, you know, run away from me.
We encouraged that.
Oh, you did. Oh, so it's not, like, gross because you asked for it.
No, it's disgusting.
Oh, okay.
But it's starting to make its way towards me.
Sorry for ruining the episode.
I thought it was cool.
I thought it was cute.
I thought it was cool.
I threw it in the ground.
I threw it in the ground.
Toots McGee.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Rocket Money.
Hey, did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about?
I did not know that.
See, before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about maybe 5 to 7 subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me that I was paying over 30 subscriptions each month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services. It was never ending.
That's insane. Well, thankfully, we have Rocket Money, so you're no longer wasting money on the ones that you forgot about.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel with just a few taps.
And I specifically love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget to keep my spending on track.
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lawyer bills for you by up to 20%. All you got to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll even deal with customer service for you.
It's like having your own personal assistant to do the dirty work that you don't want to.
You know, I just got a notification the other day, Rocket Money notifying me that an app, the cost of an app going up. Just randomly.
It's crazy that apps can just do that. They just jack the price up and don't even like let you know.
Why doesn't the app just tell me when that monthly price goes up? Mm. Send me a notification. I have the right to know.
That's right. Well, at least we have Rocket Money there to watch our backs.
And get this. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
That's an absurd amount of money to be saving. So stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel those unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/unfiltered.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered.
Thank you so much, Rocket Money, for sponsoring this podcast and saving us money and all of our viewers.
Exactly. rocketmoney.com/unfiltered.
Well, what do y'all want to talk about?
I got nothing else. And also, there's nothing happening that's exciting. We're to like really.
You want to talk about the trip you're about to go on?
No, Heath. I want to wait till next podcast because I'm gone that weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We could talk about how we're going to Pennsylvania and we're going to start searching and planning our wedding.
Oh, how thrilling!
It's gonna be cool.
So you have all the appointments set up of what you're going to see.
We have nothing. Don't ask any questions. We got nothing. That is the plan.
But yeah, we're gonna make the reservations to like. Set them all up and
it shouldn't take too long, right? I think the most important thing for you guys out there this weekend is just to look at the venue and
we're doing it in 2 weeks.
How many venues do you have? Like, you have like a top 5 or a top 10?
I would say a top 5.
And do you think, is there one that is technically really your number one that you're hoping for the best if it does work out? And then,
not really.
We like all 5. I feel like it's just going to come down to pricing.
Ah.
And I hate that no place says like, on their website or anything, like how much it is. You have to like call and make an appointment or email. If I saw the price immediately, it'd be like yes or no. Like, don't waste my time, don't waste your time.
Right.
Okay.
You know what it is? When I'm married, it's gonna be a fully sponsored wedding. I don't give a shit how tacky it looks. I want brands everywhere. If that's gonna cover my wedding and I don't have to pay a single dime.
You make all the guests do posts and deliverables. All
right, that's the whole thing. Everybody has
Google Drive, guys. Yeah. I just need a
No, but like I do think a wedding day is important, but I also think it's important too to have a free wedding.
Mm. When you're in that position, and brands want
to be in every wedding they can. You know what I mean? Because it's like an important day. Everyone's filming weddings. Take advantage of it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Guest jeans.
We're wearing denim.
We have to denim on denim suits.
What's like the coolest sponsor that you can have at a wedding that's like authentic, like looks authentic?
Anything to help save my groomsmen money, I think is great. Like how we got black tux to do our tuxedos. None of my groomsmen have to spend any money on that.
Yeah. That was an authentic way to cover costs for sure. But what's something that like,
I was gonna say the restaurant
or like John and Vinny's or something like John and Vinny signs.
Yeah, yes.
Got it.
Yeah, that would be.
That's
crazy.
That's a good authentic plug.
I think another big thing like we want the wedding venue, like the actual like ceremony portion, to be at the same spot as the reception.
Yeah, and if you you want to do like an estate, it's beautiful, but you can't stay there. You got to like do the shuttle back and forth.
Yeah, because
that's your option. I know as a guest, I love being at the wedding and being able to run up to my room.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the best. You're close to everything. You don't forget anything.
Important. Do you want it outside or inside?
Inside.
Inside.
I like indoor outdoor where it's like you can see the outside where there's like a beautiful window or if there's like a glass ceiling. I want that.
But and is there a reason that you're doing inside instead of outside?
Weather.
Oh, is it cold at that time?
No, it's just such a gamble. It's like it could rain and then you spend all that time and money in the peace of having the peace of mind knowing that your marriage ceremony will happen
nothing
in
can
a
go
moment
wrong.
Where
nothing,
nothing
can
go wrong.
Even if it was nice out, bugs. Like nobody wants that. Bugs. It's like
it could be a windy day. It could be like just
I'm okay with like pictures outside, but have it indoors. It's going to be air conditioned. Everyone's going to be dancing their asses off.
Windy day is so much worse than a rainy day, I think.
Yes.
Like windy day is horrible during a
wedding. And like the mic just doesn't work. Here we gather today.
the video you guys are going to have just goes. You have to spend like $20,000 just in audio repairs for the video.
Did you end up getting your Super 8 film?
For what?
From the wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, they already posted the video.
Well, we posted our wedding video one. Did we have the entire one on Super 8?
Yeah, I want to see.
We can watch it for like
the
is the Super 8 one kind of edited and like a storyline with?
Like, you know how we shot the
No, I know, but I'm saying the people, did they like, was it like edited together in like a storyline type or was it kind of like a montage that we usually do? Like, you know when you post Super 8 film?
It's the day, it's like the day of all of us getting ready or like the... I think it goes to our welcome party, and then it goes to the morning of, and then it's the wedding, and then it's the reception. It's all like...
Oh, okay.
It's the day of the wedding weekend.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's really cool.
So
and they
cool.
Do it too.
Those
it starts
shots are
off
sick.
With Be My Baby.
Are you planning on posting it publicly?
Yeah, I guess so. It's just like so like private. I don't know. It's
that one for you is like more personal?
I guess so. I think it's just like the everyone
you keep
else.
It to yourself.
I
keep yourself
love, a- maybe like when we hit our 1 year mark, like we do that. It's I like treasuring that it's like my own now.
Yeah.
For the like versus for everyone like sit there.
For my wedding day on the wedding night, I'm going to have a Kim K, Ray J style type video from my like phone.
Okay.
For our one night.
Okay.
And then just like get it leaked.
Okay.
Some press. Surprise, honey.
He has a vision. Let him cook.
Did you see that they're releasing a new version of the Super 8?
Yes, the one that J.J. Abrams has been working on with Kodak. That is
like
a digital one.
And it's going to have audio.
That is cool.
And it's film, though.
It is film, but you're able to digitally see what's being filmed in the viewfinder.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure. There is that element.
That's sick.
It's also, I think it's incredibly expensive.
Probably.
Which is dope. I just got to wait for like a review for it to come out. Like, I want to see like Marcus Brownlee, like say
I think
if I should buy it before.
I know I buy shit and I don't use it. It's very stupid, but I think that I would actually use. But I would only use it when we go on trips.
Oh, man, this day's just been so challenging, you know? It's just like not feeling very good.
When I walked in, I could tell Matt was in a little bit of a down mood, and I was like, what's going on? Like, you seem upset. And he was like...
And I am upset, but I'm also just like annoyed that it's another fucking thing that I just have to deal with. And then I'm not mad. I'm just annoyed at the situation.
Other than being sick?
Other than being sick. So I'm already just like down and out, just been on the couch, haven't fucking moved like majority of the day. But she comes in. She's like, Matt. You know, and I already know like, what happened? What? And she's like, she has in her hand this like little chunk of plastic. And I'm like, it's from my car. And I'm like, what happened? She was like, I was pulling out of this shopping center area we were at.
Just girly things.
You're right. And she's like, and I thought your car usually like beeps with its like sensors if you're near something.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? And she goes, but it's all this just has to be popped right back into place.
I see what she
Matt told me this. I go, can I go see it?
And so like, yeah. Then I'm like, okay. So in my mind, I'm thinking it's something very small.
Yeah.
And then I walk out. And she's like, don't be mad. And I'm like, I'm not. Don't like, let's just see it, babe. Let's see it. I love you. We'll handle anything that comes our way. Because no problems. Only solutions. Yeah. I walk out and I go, what the fuck? What the fuck?
What does it look like?
We should have taken a picture.
Bubba, it's bad.
It's bad.
Oh, really? The whole rear quarter panel got a... like a caved in dent, the door going up the rear wheel well.
Oh, no.
Wait, what did she hit, though?
It's crushed in with scratches
down
the side.
Or I think one of, like, I don't know.
How fast was she backing
up? That's the first thing that I said. It looked like moving.
No. I don't know. And the thing is, she's a great driver. She's never had, like, anything like this ever happen.
But there are times where you really forget someone's behind you, and you back up full power. I've done it before. I've never hit.
I've never, ever, ever done that.
There are times where I don't look, but I always catch myself. I catch it before I hit the car.
Yeah.
But I know that she forgot, and I know she backed out. She pulled out like nobody behind her.
She thought my car was high tech. She probably thought like, oh, if it hits something, it'll stop. The brakes will stop before it even hits car.
Not your car. It's not a Tesla.
And so I'm like, damn. Like, and then she's getting mad at me for being like upset about it. I go, I'm just mad. This is... my expectation of what I thought I was going to see when I walked out.
The plastic piece was small in her hand.
And she goes, it can pop right back in. So when I hear that, I go, this ain't going to be that bad.
I know what Patricia was trying to do. What she was trying to do, she thought showing you a little piece would calm you down. And when you go out, it's like, oh, you know what? We're good. She set you up for failure, my friend.
And I think I'm just like pissed. It's this other thing we have to deal with.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you know, we have money. It's not like this is going to affect our rent payments. We're fine. But it's just like, ugh.
And that's another one for the prosecutor.
And so she's mad. She's frustrated. The thing is, I love her to death. She's frustrated at me for getting mad. But I'm like, can I not be angry that have to deal with this? I'm not mad at you, my wife.
What do you think, like, in
her
head?
I'm just like, you got to be fucking kidding me. This is just, the day went this way when I'm feeling sick, too.
In her head, what do you think was her perfect reaction that you would have? Like, baby, it's just a car. We're good. What?
Yeah,
it doesn't even matter. Why?
I should have, if I wasn't sick and, like, feeling like shit, I may have been like, damn it. Okay. I try to play it out. If I think she just should have been a better communicator and storyteller to prepare my expectations.
Yeah. She brought you the evidence.
Yeah. But Patricia, if you're watching this, I think next time you get into an accident or something and there's damage to the car, immediately call Matt and freak out.
You have to be freaking out like overly. Like, I am so sorry. I made a huge.
Yes,
make
she should have done that,
Patricia. Make it like you split.
Piece. We'll just pop it in.
You split that car in half. It is in pieces across the highway. Car is totaled.
And then when it's not that bad, he's gonna be like, "Oh, babe, I thought it was gonna be so much worse. You made it seem like I know.
That's what you got to do, Patricia.
Even though that's some people maybe would advise against doing that, I think definitely would have helped my reaction to reacting to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because better. The way she set it up was that it was a very minor thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it could have just been. Yeah.
And once again, I wasn't in a good mood. And then so it just enhanced my mood. And I'm not in funks a lot.
You had the sniffles.
I'm a pretty upbeat guy. I was just like, this is just sucks.
I could tell my story. I'm still not over it.
She can't even look at it.
I didn't look at it for maybe like 5 months. I had him look at it. It's really nothing.
She accidentally saw it.
I've never gotten into an accident, knock on wood. Never hit anything, knock on wood. Like, I'm a safe driver. Very aware of my surroundings.
Me too.
And now I'm thinking about it. I should sue because this was not my fault.
Oh, sue.
We go to Erewhon for the first time because I'm trying to be like everybody else.
Trying to get the beaver smoothie.
And Heath and I drove separate. And
that's where he made the mistake.
We both, yeah, right? Mm. He pulled into his spot. I'm a backer inner into a spot. I'd rather back into a spot. Just feel more comfortable. And I'm backing into a spot. There's no cars around. Now, there's an area of Erewhon. There's like the parking lot right where you drive
You're
in.
You're talking about my house. About
yes. The Sportsman's okay. Lodge.
Yeah.
Parking lot.
Do you know the lot where like you go all the way to the back?
Yeah. And it's always open.
Yeah.
This always whole open. Parking lot was wide open.
Yes.
There was no cars around in the one spot she pulled into.
Yes. I'm okay. Backing in and I... Now, I'm backing in, so I'm going slow. You would think I slammed into something. Because it didn't feel bad, but it looked worse. It's really not bad. It's not bad, right? Right?
Well, what happened?
I still don't look at it. I hit something, and I'm like, what the hell? I thought there was a car behind me, but there's like a wall there, and I didn't hit the wall. I have the backup camera. I'm looking at the backup camera. I'm like, there's no wall. I'm looking around. I'm like, what the hell? I get out. There is a tree branch growing horizontal in my blind spot.
It was above the backup camera.
So I have the Jeep, so my windshield in the back is like narrow. It's small, so I don't see it through the window. It is, I swear, it's growing the exact height of the top of my car.
It's one of those that was like cut, so it was
like... You can like hang a swing from it. Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah. So it was protruding
into
like
the spot.
Really long.
In the spot.
And it just,
Do you think anybody else has ever hit it?
Yes.
I'm assuming, I wanted to go back and see if they cut it down because it's a problem. And I was so pissed off because I have such a good track record and it was such a stupid thing that obviously
it
wasn't my fault.
The
but
whole
it,
top
but
corner
my,
of the hard top of the
no.
Jeep.
Like, no.
It's not bad. It looks like my wrap is like has like a crack in it. You know, like crackle nail polish?
Yeah.
It looks like that.
I think you need to get your eyes fixed.
Better than what I have right now on the side of my car. I
would
have taken that all day.
I was so pissed off. I just wanted to make you feel better. Like, I feel it.
What do you think my reaction would be if you did that to like one of my cars? Like, if you were driving it, and then you had to come to me. First of all, how would you come to me?
You would be really pissed. I think that would have been a worse reaction than Matt's. You wouldn't have been pissed at her. You would have been pissed at the situation, but you would have been livid.
Did I ever tell the story about Jordan when he first moved out here?
I think we talked about it on the podcast. What,
like,
did
when
you
he parked
ever hear about
his car somewhere?
I don't think we would talk about it if he was here.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's why he's not here, so say it.
So,
love you, Jordan.
This is so, like, looking back, this is
hilarious.
He was new.
Jordan
just moved out to California, super excited. He's, you know, we're working together, and...
This is your first moments, right? This first moment where you got pissed at him, like your first one?
I was really upset.
Yeah.
Remember my Cayenne?
Your Porsche, yes.
Yeah. So... In the driveway, so we would have the gate, and then behind the gate there was a parking spot, then there was the garage.
Yeah.
So he was backing a car up out of the driveway so I can pull into the garage, and then he was going to come behind me.
Okay.
So he backs up, I pull through, and then I go up here, and he had the gate clicker for the garage and the gate in that car. So I look out, and I go, can you... open up the garage door for me. So he comes pulling up behind me, halfway parked in the middle of the driveway, and he goes to click for the garage to open, but he clicks the gate to close.
Oh, no.
And there's no sensor on my gate.
It's like an old gate.
No.
So the gate starts closing, and I look, I see the gate. I'm like, Jordan, the gate, the gate, it's closing. And he's looking at me and I'm like, move, the gate is closing. And it's getting closer and closer. And I'm like, back up, back up. And then he just sits there and it just goes, boom, right into the side of my car.
Oh no.
And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. He was like, what, what? I go,
you still want to know?
I go, the gate just closed on my car. And he was like, I don't think it hit it. I go, bro, there's a dent. There's scratches all on the side. I was like, it just slammed the car.
I'm actually glad that he didn't back up because I could see him just completely backing up because of, because like,
so true. It
and he
could
have like hit another car or worse, a fucking person walking their dog.
But also like you could have just like clicked the button to deactivate
it. Yeah. All he had to do was just click it again.
But I was so upset. I was so upset.
I remember him calling me. He's just like, Zane, I'm not doing so hot
right
now.
Did he know that the buttons, like, or it was his first time seeing the buttons?
No, he's used them before.
Oh.
It's just like, one side does the gate, one does the garage door. Like, he just
got confused. His reaction was very late.
How bad was your dent?
It was pretty good.
How much was it to fix it?
I didn't.
How much do you think I'm about to pay for this dent on my car?
So luckily, you don't have to do any paint work.
Yeah.
And I don't really care about it. Seems like all the scratches are in the clear coat. So I think they can go in and just pop those dents out. It's a tedious process. You should actually look it up because it's really fascinating. People that fix like dents in body lines.
Oops.
I would say they'll probably charge because you're going to have to get a new plastic piece because the plastic piece is broken.
It still works. I think so.
The trim?
Yeah. It came out like just like one big piece. It didn't seem very like anything good. Was broken okay. on the plastic.
I would say maybe like $1,500.
That's fine. That's fine. $1,500 is fine.
You know,
that seems like it is $1,500. You know, there's like things that like are crazy priced where you're like, it's that much for that.
Or Matt, you know what? Take her to court.
My own wife.
Take her to court.
Judge Judy, that shit happens all the
time. Judge Judy, we eat that shit up.
The people that go in there, the amount of relatives, the like best friend, dude, it's crazy.
Yeah. That'd be a hot episode. Everybody would tune in.
I'm just bummed. I'm
what
not
if
mad
you and
at
Patricia her. Are both like, hey, let's just do this. It'd be really funny.
I don't know.
And both of you just pretend
like
you
like
hate
an
each
asshole.
Other.
I just, as the husband, I just feel like I just need to be like, it's okay, wife. We'll take care of it. I just hope. But the thing is like, I want to put it on her like, okay, well, you got to call up the shop.
Yeah, just have her do a little bit of
it's
work.
It's your thing
but
you
then
have
also,
to deal with.
You don't
with.
Want her to do that because like, these mechanics might try to like... Like take advantage of her.
I know.
It's been known to like they upcharge like women because they assume that women don't.
Oh, I thought they would like cut them a deal because they're so cute.
No, Patricia would have to probably like you know.
But you know a guy.
Just like a
Zane, put it down.
Okay, but Patricia may reach out to you to get the number of the guy.
I have a guy that'll.
She
do
might
it.
Be doing like a little bit of that nitty gritty. Yeah. Setting up the appointment.
I'll set up the group chat.
That's where I'm just like because it's a stressful thing and it just the idea. Like I can show up and be like, okay, what is it?
Now you'll have to do an Instagram reel.
I just don't want
to
shop around.
You'll have to do an Instagram reel.
Oh, I'll do a whole Instagram reel. Patricia will too.
Matt, but it's just so passive aggressive. So my wife crashed my car, so I'm making her do this. And I don't know, just make it fun.
Need herb.
Okay. All right. I'm hungry. Okay. I want to eat right now.
All right, we'll close it out. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode. Ooh. Thanks for watching. Thanks for rocking with us and staying with us for so long. We love you so much.
Rocking with us.
Also, make sure to check out the Patreon. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do a bonus episode every single month, drunk, high, whatever. It's a great time. We also keep these cameras rolling after we finish these episodes, so you get an extended cut. We do a live Q&A every month, little BTS stuff, updates, and patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Perfect. And you can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
We love you guys.
Thank you so
Stay
much.
Stay safe out there.
Ciao. Yeah. Check your surroundings.
And, check your backup cameras.
And wear your seatbelt.